And now, You Are There with Jerry Stewart.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. We've all heard of the Boston Tea Party, but few really know just what happened. In a moment, you will know, because you are there. Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Not long ago, I was approached by a listener who voiced an interest in having me come to speak to his group. But then he said, "Oh, you're probably too busy, and our group doesn't have much to pay you." After we talked further, to his surprise, we began the plan for me to come to speak. Folks, I do speak to groups a lot, and my wife Kelly and I, we are on the road a lot, but we want more. You see, it's the meetings, the talking, the sharing that we believe gives us our best chance for a better, greater America. Want to invite me to your meeting or event? Do this. Call me at 817-576-2976 or email me at jerry@jerrystewartusa.com. Wow, that was fast. Hello, Jerry Stewart.
And one last thing. Something new is coming to Jerry Stewart USA. Please be watching. Please be praying. God bless you.
The year was 1763, and Great Britain had just ended a war known as the Seven Years' War, and this war had driven the British government so deep into debt that a series of tax laws were passed to help pay that debt. Now, the way the colonists saw it was that they had no say or representation in their national government, and therefore Parliament had no right to tax them. This is where the saying came from, "No taxation without representation." Well, in 1766, the British Parliament passed what was called the Declaratory Act. This act gave the British government the authority to legislate the laws and rules for the American colonies, and in all cases, the government had the final authority. So, colonist groups began to organize at the grassroots level, and they formed patriotic clubs and organizations known as the Sons of Liberty. They would use these club meetings to talk through their unfair circumstances, and they began to send delegates and representatives to the British leaders to try and convince them what they were doing was not good for the people. But the British government had their own ideas as to what was best for the people, so most of the time they would not even listen. So, as the different liberty groups in each city began to form and grow, they found themselves linking up with other city groups, causing them to become bolder in their speaking out. In the city of Boston, there was a famous elm tree where the Sons of Liberty would meet. This tree came to be known as the Liberty Tree, and it became a rallying point for the growing colonist resistance against the British rule. Soon, each city and community began to pick their own Liberty Tree as a meeting spot, as a symbol of their individual liberty. And as these liberty groups began to grow in large numbers, in their attempt to stop these meetings, the British government ordered that holding any meetings not authorized by the government was against the law. So the Sons of Liberty members began to meet in secret. Well, the struggle continued between the colonists and the government, with more and more laws being enacted. What seemed to be the final straw was that in 1773, a new act, the Tea Act, was passed, placing a heavy tax on all tea transported to the colonies. Shortly after the Tea Act passed, a number of ships entered the Boston Harbor carrying on board hundreds of thousands of pounds of tea. And when the local Liberty group heard of the ship's arrival, they sent a message to the ship's captain not to unload the tea because they would not pay the tax. But the local British authorities would not budge, so there set the three ships. Well, no one knows for sure who really planned that tea party or who the real leaders were, but one night, somewhere between 30 and 130 men, thinly disguised as Indians, boarded the three ships, and over the course of 3 hours, they dumped all the tea into the harbor. This dumping of that tea became known as the Boston Tea Party. Interestingly enough, later, that Tea Act was actually repealed, but the damage had already been done, and the people had determined that their own government would not listen to them, and they began to move for independence. So here's my question for you today. Are the events in our lives which make us wake up and act, are they good or bad? It was patriot Edmund Burke who said, "He who wrestles with us strengthens our nerves and sharpens our skills. Our antagonist is our helper." But this one thing we do know, if the British government had not pushed the colonists too far, today we might well still be speaking with a British accent. And one last thought, what should we the people be doing today if we feel we are not being heard? And are mere protests enough? I'm Jerry Stewart, and now you know, because you are. there.